Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听由 BBC 制作的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲，还有我的搭档。
And me, Rob. Hello.
Rob, I've been meaning to ask, you've got a car, haven't you? 我想借 Rob 的车，但总是不知道怎么开口是好。
Yes, I have, Fei Fei.
Is it quite a special car? You know, a valuable, expensive one?
No, it's just an old car, but it gets me round. Why are you asking?
No reason. 要不我问问他车是不是经常开? You don't use it much, do you?
No. Fei Fei, there's no need to go around the houses. Just say what you want to say.
Okay. Can I borrow your car, please? But don't worry, I won't go around the houses. I just want to go to the supermarket.
Ah, Fei Fei, when I said there's no need to go around the houses, I wasn't referring to where you drive my car.I mean, you don't have to waste time saying lots of unimportant things before you actually say what you want to say.
哦，我明白了。在英语里，我们用 go around the houses 来形容一个人拐弯抹角的，不直截了当的问问题或浪费时间在做很多无用功。这么一说 ，Rob 其实就是让我直截了当的说想说的话。Rob, you mean I should get to the point?
Yes, that's another way of putting it. Basically, it means...You take a long time to say or do something, when in reality, it can be done or said a lot quicker. Let's hear some examples of the phrase to go around the houses in action.
Don't go around the houses. Just tell me straight, what have you done?
He went all around the houses talking about the match, but all I wanted to know was, who won?
I didn't know how to tell him he'd failed his exams.So I went all around the houses before I let him know.
所以短语 to go around the houses 常被用来形容旁敲侧击的拐一大圈问问题。Rob, you haven't answered my question yet.
What was the question?
Can I borrow your car, please?
Oh, well, I need to fill it up with petrol.
Oh, right.
And I need to drive to work.
But that's not until Monday.
And it's not very tidy inside.
Rob, don't go around the houses. Your answer is no, isn't it?
Yes, Fei Fei. You can't borrow it. I crashed it last week. Nobody can drive it.
Well, you certainly won't be going around any houses then, Rob.
Very funny, Fei Fei.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.